You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hello and welcome back to WRCT-FM. You're listening to Frog Spitting. Nope, I keep getting the name of my own show wrong. It's Spit Fountain with Jake and...
Marissa.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing... What's the theme? What's the theme this week?
It's Route 66.
No.
What?
The theme is Coast to Coast.
Oh.
Coast to Coast.
My bad.
Route 66 is just a road that goes coast to coast.
All right.
That's right. We're doing music for your cross-country road trip as you drive coast to coast. I should have done road trip as the theme because obviously we're going on a road trip, which is where my inspiration comes from. Mm-hmm. But it has nothing to do with going coast to coast. We're mostly like, we're going from shore to shore. Shore to shore.
Lake Erie to the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. If you can find us during that trip. We will give you a very live spit take segment on real life advice. Coming up first in the hour is going to be Going Up the Country by Canned Heat, then Sugartown by Nancy Sinatra, and then Doesn't Remind Me by Audioslave. If you have a request for music that you want to hear on your summer road trip, call in to 412-268-9728. I'll tell you little excerpts about where you're going on our road trip. First stop, leaving Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we're headed a little closer to the East Coast. That's right. We're actually going to be in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, going up the country. So that's our first stop on this cross-country road trip.
You wanna go? I'm going. I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, shoo 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 sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some, never had a friend or wanted one, so I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, shoo 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 sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee, I heard it also rained in Tallahassee, but not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, shoo 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 sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, shoo, 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 sugar town.
that was Audioslave. Whoa, what's happening? Okay, the next three songs are The Big Sky by Kate Bush, I'm thinking Montana, and then Hairpool by Defiance Ohio. We're going back to the Midwest somehow, and then Left of the Dial by The Replacements, also iconically Midwest. That's Left of the Dial is a song about driving and listening to the radio and having a crush on a girl you hear on the radio. This is Kate Bush. No Kate Bush, this is the Defiance Ohio song.
Thank you.
That's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Teddy! Somebody do something!
I called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Tuesday. You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, get your sixth taco.
Love me. All right, I hope you've been enjoying our great road trip across America here on Spit Fountain. We just drove through the Midwest and then somehow ended up at the Grand Canyon with the magnetic fields. Up next, we're going to take our Wicked Trans Am down a stretch of 40 miles of bad road. And I guess you could say we're taking a ride. That's with the Teen Idols, Dead Moon, and then the Replacements. Before we get to the music, it's time to do our Spit Take segment. If you want to suddenly call in for a piece of advice, we'd be happy to give it to you at 412-268-9728. This advice is not condoned by WRCT or the FCC. Coming up from a caller, and by a caller, I mean inside the house, Marissa and I are actually asking the world for advice. How do we get more whimsy into our lives? Marissa, what did we do last week to try and get more whimsy into our lives?
Last week we did Pancake Friday, so on Friday morning before work, we ate pancakes.
Tell us more.
Well,
what kind of pancakes?
We went to a Pittsburgh-based establishment.
That won't be named.
Yeah, we were not happy.
Is that true?
We weren't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
We said
fantastic.
I think we agreed we would make the pancakes.
Yeah.
In fact, we will.
Okay. Anyways, we went to this place, and this place serves like pancakes with green goop all over them.
True. But we didn't get the goop.
We didn't want to get the pancakes with green goop all over them.
Goop free.
So we got like a bananas Foster with sliced up bananas and caramel.
And they were good.
I thought they were not good.
Well, the bananas
were. They
were
just like raw bananas.
Oh.
There was nothing
not
going on.
Down.
I don't want a raw banana. True. And they were like really weirdly thickly sliced. But the pancakes themselves were good.
So we didn't have any whimsy.
No. The French toast was good. Mm. But that was French toast.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we sat in such a way that the sun was directly in my eyes for 45 minutes.
That's true, too. That was my fault. Well, we did make up for it with a wonderful, whimsical breakfast on Sunday at what's becoming, I think, our most favorite breakfast establishment, now that our most favorite isn't available to us anymore.
Of course.
So, obviously, breakfast is hit or miss. How do we get more whimsy into our lives? We've been looking to our friend Kevin recently, who is quite the local whimsy guru. Today is ice cream day, not Pancake Friday. So we're going to try to eat some ice cream and feel better. But if you have any advice for us, call in to 412-268-9728. How can we feel better about our meager lives and get a little bit more whimsy? Up next, we're taking our Trans Am down 40 miles of bad road. We're taking a ride. That's with the magnetic fields.
Nope.
That's with Trans Am, Teen Idles, 40 miles of bad road, Dead Moon, and taking a ride with the Replacements. Up next here on Spit Fountain.
Home of the brave, red, white, and blue. nowhere. Turning back the tide.
Make it.
tricked you. That was just a taste of what's going to come. Before you can listen to that little ditty, you have to listen to me tell you about the people that make WRCT possible, because that's just as important too. So let me tell you about it. SPAC Brothers Pizza. SPAC Brothers. Oh no. Hold on. I'll tell you about it in a second. SPAC Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. They offer pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers uses no refined sugars in their sauce and unbleached flour in their dough. SPAC Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let me tell you, reading and speaking is quite the thing. Very difficult. Now, let me tell you what you just heard. You heard hot dog, watch me eat at the Detroit Cobras, but I'd say we were eating that hot dog in Chicago, the darling city of the Midwest. Then Chicago traffic made me hate driving in the city with the GTs. And now we're gonna go away with Let's Go Away by the Wipers.
Let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go.
WRCT. There's lots of other programs on WRCT that you could check out if you enjoy it, this show. Listen to Better Music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. Or you could stick around and check out 8 Miles High. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger Than Known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Okay, we got two more songs in this hour. These songs were both based on what I perceived to be a Route 66 playlist that, in fact, did not happen. But first, we got Eisenhower's The Father by Best Friends Forever. The cultural decline of Route 66 occurred because Dwight D. Eisenhower, like, fathered the interstate highway system, which negated the need for, like, big routes. People could just take the normal interstate. So we got, yeah, Eisenhower's The Father. But then more in the last 12 years, I think there's been a revitalization along Route 66 because the government is turning it into, like, a coast-to-coast bike path. So the last song you'll hear is Cycling is Fun by Shonen Knife.
Eisenhower is the father of the interstate highway system. Time.
Thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. Keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night.
From July 22nd.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy.
We're back in the studio today. Back in person. Feels good.
The following 2 hours is a rerun of our episode from July 22nd.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy.
We're back in the studio today. Back in person. Feels good.